tried to do the right thing and I tried to figure it out and I was reading books and learning about relationships, but it just wasn't working.
How can I rapidly escalate during day game? I'm like, dude.
Me?
Mm-hmm. I was considering running across the street. I noticed a huge truck was coming by, but I knew if I beat that truck the other side, I wouldn't die. So this is me coming to meet you. I almost got killed by that truck. I deserve a medal where I come from.
And people from Russia message me and explain to me why they cheat.
What's your excuse for not making out with us right now? And then I just put the girls' heads together and they kiss and then we kiss and we have threesome. Welcome to the Inner Confidence Podcast, where we bring you men's dating and lifestyle advice that doesn't suck. I'm your host, Robbie Kramer, a former collegiate golfer turned poker pro turned finance guy who became obsessed with learning about male-female attraction and dynamics and passionate about teaching men how to improve and optimize their love life. Tune in each week and we'll bring you the latest and greatest strategies on how to get more dates, how to build a thriving social circle that brings the best men and women into your life, how to become a better networker, and how to design a lifestyle that makes all your buddies jealous. If you're new to the show, I recommend you download my first date protocol. It's the best piece of content I have. It'll help you optimize your first date and subsequent dates. And I like to connect with my listeners personally. So if you want to grab a copy of that, please send me a direct message on Instagram. I'm at Robbie_Kramer. Now let's dive into this week's content. All right. Well, I'm excited because we obviously talk about day game on this podcast. And we've talked about day game a lot, but we have Saint Robert. And I'm saying that with a Scottish accent because my name is also Robert and it's fun to say it. Like, this is Saint Robert's day game is back. I think we've done how many episodes together? Like 5 or 6?
2 or 3. I think we've done 2 or 3 on each podcast, 2 or 3 being on yours and you being on mine a few times. Yeah. So definitely like 4 to 6 total for sure.
And I don't know 2 people that have coached more guys in day game than us. Well, there's, you know, some other guys, but I've had all those guys on the podcast too. So we're 2 pretty big fucking experts on day game. And we're going to really break down some of the lesser known things about how guys get stuck in their day game journey, what you can sort of expect in the day game journey. It can be a very frustrating, difficult process, of course. And, you know, say, Robert, you designed a really cool, flow for this talk. So let's dive in.
Yeah,
I think this is going to be
so
valuable.
I have so many notes. Guys, when I'm not looking at camera, it just means I'm looking at all the notes, like several pages. But one thing I want to make clear, the things we're not going to be talking about today, I'm not going to tell you to just do more volume because you're not going out enough. And I'm not going to be teaching you like you have to use these stacks and this type of teasing and this great story. And then everything is going to work, or it's not going to be like a simple one solution, because those solutions don't matter. We're going to be talking about the big fundamental things, because after being in this field as a coach for more or less 5 years, I think I've been coaching for more or less 5 years, I realized that, yes, there are a lot of guys who have tried day game. There are a lot of guys gaming on and off, but most of them are just not succeeding. And whenever they reach out to me to learn about day game, I see that they are making the same mistakes. And those mistakes are so big that it's not even worth talking about things like, what's the best opener, or how should I build attraction, or should I invite her to watch a movie, or for a drink, or to sit on a balcony? Like, what's the best seating? Like, we're gonna be talking about the big things, and I'm just gonna run quickly through the table of contents. We're gonna, first of all, we're gonna be talking about why most content on day game and dating in general sucks, because I didn't know that. I thought that YouTube is full with good content, but one day in Mexico years ago, I was not sober at all. Let's put it like that. And I searched on YouTube day game. I guess I thought, okay, let's see what guys have there. There's a lot of good content. And I was shocked by what I saw, the quality of like videos and infills, and it was unbelievable. So definitely we're gonna talk about that and why that content still works and why you see videos with 100,000 views, with 500,000 views, and but the content there, any intermediate day gamer would understand that that's complete nonsense. And I'm going to end this talking point with, helping you understand how to figure out whose content is good and whose content is not good, not by saying you should listen to me because maybe I'm not the right guy for everyone, but I'm going to give you a three-step formula how you can understand, okay, you found a YouTube channel you like and how you can understand whether that's a guy you want to learn from, whether that's a guy you want to work with. Second big topic we're going to talk about, we're going to be talking about natural game and structured game. And again, I'm not going to be playing just for one team, just for saying only structured game, even though that's what I coach, or only natural game. There is a time and place for structured game, and there is a time and place for natural game. But if you want to do just one of those, you're not going to reach that top level of day game, the kind of your peak potential. So we're going to go over that. And then we're going to talk about the big topic, a topic that makes me a little bit controversial. We're going to be talking about day game infield videos because I have never published an infield video and I will never publish in the future an infield video for many reasons. But I'm going to explain why.
Because I've published a handful of them, you know. I don't really publish them. I mean, they're on YouTube. People can, you know, search Robbie Kramer plus day game infield. But it's mainly as a training for the guys that are in my inner confidence community that I reference. But that's really interesting. You haven't published any. And I'm really curious to hear about that.
I've never published it. I'm going to talk about more reasons why. But one is I have four sisters. And I would really feel bad if I saw my sister in an infield video. But that's not important. I want to talk about why infields are a terrible way for beginners to learn day game. Whereas if you have maybe 15 day game lays, then infields become an amazing way to learn day game. But for beginners, it's a big, big, big mistake.
Interesting.
So a little bit, if you guys haven't seen me before on your show, very shortly about me. I used to be like a real classical relationship type of guy. And I was always kind of in my relationships, and each of them lasted a few years, and I tried to do the right thing and I tried to figure it out. And I was reading books and learning about relationships, but it just wasn't working. And then I Googled about statistics about relationships, and I realized, oh, wait, like marriages, 50% end in divorce. And depending on country, in many countries, it's even worse. I think US is even worse. And everyone's struggling. And the more I tried to be the nice guy, the more I struggled. And then looking at the statistics, I told myself, well, maybe I'm not the idiot. Maybe the way people are building relationships and doing all those things, maybe the system, maybe the model is wrong. And I basically asked myself, well, if this doesn't work, I'm going to start exploring what works. And it of course, began with a lot of day game. I was day game crazy. Like, basically, people who worked in the malls in the center of Riga, Latvia, where I was day gaming, they knew my face.
What convinced you to do day game?
I don't like partying. I've never liked clubs and loud places. I'm more of a day type of a person. I go to bed like not at 5 a.m. I go to bed at like, you know, 11. Like midnight is late for me. Then I start kind of judging, like being kind of, oh, you should go to bed earlier. It's not healthy. So I just think day game is healthy. Okay. I've never been into online, or I've tried it, but the quality there, unless you really know what you're doing with what you're teaching, that's a different topic. But day game just seemed normal to me, you know, like you see a girl on the street, like she's beautiful. And I wanted to say hi sometimes and I couldn't gather the courage. I remember when I was younger, I saw a girl on a bus and I was thinking, oh my God, what could I say? And I never did it until, I discovered day game. And I day game for a long time, and I've coached guys from literally all over the world, US and USA and Canada and Australia and New Zealand and Hong Kong and I don't know, Israel and Dubai and all over Europe and UK. And I've traveled to coach to different parts of the world, like several places in Latin America and New York City and Chicago and Toronto and, you know, all of the Europe. And actually the guy who put me on a map was Tom Torero. You know, like one of the grandfathers of day game. He put me on a map because he invited me on his podcast. And I was just before he actually encouraged me to start coaching when I met him, when he heard about my results. And then I worked.
Yeah, what I, One of the reasons I love interviewing you about Day Game is because you're one of the other few guys who have both run Day Game and coach Day Game and all those places, like I have too. And it's very interesting. We actually did another show specifically, I think, on your show about Day Game in Turkey. But anyways, just wanted to interject with that. With that little tidbit, continue.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give like a short 3 minute intro about who I am and where I've been. And I've coached for Tusk and I've worked with the biggest Russian speaking gaming community in like the biggest. No, they have like hundreds of thousands of people.
I was going to ask that. Is the Russian, Russian speaking? Well, is the Russian speaking community comparable in size to the Western, English speaking?
It's very big, but it's completely different. Their approach is very different. They walk with girls. They are surprisingly, the model they use for dates is it's almost the same. Like the principles, yeah. The escalation ladder and all the steps you do, how you start with verbal and these ways, and then you move into kind of physical escalation and pooling and very, very similar things. What's different for dates for them is how they deal with when a girl kind of feels it's a little bit too fast. In the Western world, you have just you chill out or you kind of do a little bit of push-pull, whereas they have a very different approach to it. Their approach works in that part of the world, but I don't know a lot of guys who have successfully used that model in the Western world. It's just the Western world is so different. And I know guys who have gotten actually into trouble in New York where girls have called the police and stuff like that. So,
well, in my experience, living in Ukraine for 4 years and spending some time in Russia, dating lots of Russian Slavic girls, in my experience, just from a really basic, one-liner, being more direct and more assertive works a lot better in that part of the world. So
yes.
Okay.
Just if to you make look sure at I was me,
mm-hmm.
This works incredibly well in kind of the Eastern, more kind of like, kind of the further east you go, the better it works.
Right.
And then you go to like Latin America and I really have to chill out and become much more, like soft is not the right, a nice
more
thing
bohemian,
to say, but
you could say
more. Yeah. Like I have to become this more fluid guy. Right. I am this bearded, shaved head, tattooed guy. I used to have a nose ring and this beard is nothing. I used to have like a way bigger.
Ever seen the movie Eastern Promises?
No.
You should watch that. It's like a funny depiction of what you're describing. You don't look Eastern Promises, but the guys in that movie like the hardcore, like Slavic looking, tatted up, got the big crosses, like gonna fuck you up, extremely masculine, dominant. So anyway.
So that works in Eastern, but for those guys, no, when they go to the Western country, and I know a lot of guys, and by the way, the guys who are really good in their movement, they're doing so good in that environment. It's the stats they're getting are through the roof, next level. Like, I don't know guys in the West who are getting results like that, actually. But again, those same good guys go to the West and they will just be destroyed there. And so I've kind of seen that part of the world of day game and dating, and I've seen the Europe part, and I've seen kind of how it works in Latin America, and I've coached a bunch of guys from US, and so I've kind of seen.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, that's the other thing that's so cool. It's like until you've successfully learned to communicate with women kind of all over the globe, I feel like you don't really, have any business being a dating coach, because you're going to bump into, client situations where they're meeting a girl who's, of Russian descent in Miami. And you're going to treat that girl a lot differently than like, the Latina Brazilian that you met in Miami. And like, these guys are just trying to apply the same basic principles. It's like they're completely forgetting there's this humongous cultural thing. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. The way the girl was raised is going to very much contribute to how she's going to be attracted to a guy, what she's going to find interesting, and whether or not you're going to be successful with that girl. So, I mean, dude, I feel like we could discuss the differences between Eastern and Western stuff all day, but maybe a different podcast. Sorry to keep interrupting and asking.
I've done the topic on Tusk's, on James Tusk's podcast. I think we did kind of Eastern versus Western. I've even done Russian versus Ukrainian, kind of what are the differences between them, because there are differences in like, because
I've definitely noticed
Russians will cheat.
Russians, I found, are a lot more like gangster than Ukrainian girls. Ukrainian girls are you know, they, Ukrainian girls, I feel, are very savvy. They're like human lie detectors. I think they're a little bit, I don't know, like craftier. Maybe they've got a little bit better detection, but Russian girls are much more savage. Like, they don't give a fuck. In my experience.
Yeah, and but there's
that's
an
a sweeping generalization.
before we jump into the big day game things, you know, I like having all these conversations. So there's one thing to mention about Russian girls. When I say they cheat and things like that, I published a podcast about that, and then I get some backlash, and people from Russia message me and explain to me why they cheat, and it turns out it's because of social kind of stigma about a girl being single, so she will be in a relationship with a guy she hates just to not be single until she finds someone better, or she will pretend that she's in a relationship when she meets someone. She will say she's taken when she's actually not. So that's like a real small, I just wanted to clarify this so that guys kind of don't think, oh, all the Russian girls are like this. And then, no, it's not like it's because of social stigma. Whereas, but with Ukrainians, I'm really surprised how they know their stuff, they know their values, and if they want to have fun, they'll have fun.
Right.
But they will enjoy that. But if they are taken, like I had a rule, I spent 3 months in Kharkiv, Ukraine. If I was in a set and then she said she has a boyfriend, I just have a nice day. Bye. I learned that there's no point in continuing this conversation. I know
Ukrainian
the Russian
girls
guys, the Russian speaking guys
are likely to cheat.
But I know the Russian speaking guys, like they were doing really good with those as well. And they were taking girls who have never done that to crazy sex parties and things like that. But again, they were playing it next level. I don't know how to do that with those types of girls. So anyways, let's start talking about the first big point. And again, as I said, guys, I don't want to give you like the seven mistakes that are keeping you from succeeding in the day game. We're going to talk about the big picture things. And if you're making these mistakes, then those small things, they just don't matter. Those are small nuances. You need first to kind of figure out the big stuff. And even if you have like maybe 5, 7, 10 day game plays, you might still be making these mistakes, unfortunately, especially if you're a good looking guy. Then try going to a harder city. Anyways, the first topic
five to seven day game lays, that's no slouch, you know, like it can take guys
that's pretty good. It can take a while
to get to that. Yeah.
Yes. That's why I said, if you're really good looking, then like be careful with your kind of confidence. Maybe that's because you're really good looking and you're in a place where girls really like day game. I know cases like that. Mm-hmm. But 7 to 8, it means already, you know what day game is all about, because I look at day game at 4 phases that day gamers go through. We were going to talk about that at the end, and we're going to be running a different completely free webinar where we're going to be talking about 80-20 of day game, and what are the few small things you have to focus on in each part of day game to get to the next phase, to get to the next level. But we're going to talk about that later. Anyways, mistake number one is watching the wrong content. And this is very, very common when you're just beginning, when you're just Googling how to meet girls, and you find the day game, and you just go day game approach, and then you start watching videos, and you start seeing guys approaching girls on the street and kind of talking about game. I just wanted to quickly talk about why most day game and dating content sucks. And there are a few reasons why people like to publish day game content. The content that beginners are watching, the stuff where you see a guy approach a girl on the street and he gets numbers. You see him get so many numbers, or, oh my God, you see a guy kiss a girl on a street 5 minutes after opening her.
Oh my God. That gets
like that.
Every fucking, oh my God. All guys, how can I rapidly escalate during day game? I'm like, dude, You're asking the wrong question. Anyways,
you can do that. You can do that, but it's not going to, like, that number is going to flake. You're either going to get a same day lane. That's kind of the stuff. What was the guy's name? One of the big good guys. He was good, but the stuff he teaches, I've talked to a few guys and they were not happy, but damn, he was buddies with Tom Torero. Really, really good guy. Never shows his face.
Yad or whatever?
No. Yad shows his face. Yad is incredible, actually. Not as a teacher, but as a day gamer, he's incredible. Well, doesn't matter. The guy who was talking about super fast escalation on the street, you guys know who I'm talking about if you've seen his videos. He's an incredible day gamer, but he was talking about it a lot. Anyways, there are several reasons why people are posting content like that and why they are so good at making the content so kind of clickbaity. First of all, the first reason guys post content about day game is, well, bragging rights. You get bragging rights, not only if you are a coach and then you kind of say, oh, look at, I kiss close the girl on the street. Can you do that? No, I can come here, I'll teach you. But also casual day gamers. I met a bunch of day gamers who are just your normal average day gamer, not great, not terrible. Like, you know, an average dude, he's getting laid like once in a while in the right place and with the right girl. And then these guys were recording infills and posting those infills on YouTube. And simply for the bragging rights, they're not making any money from it and they're not teaching, but you know, they like kind of to record. They have all the gear, cameras, mics and everything. They like to do that. So that's number one. People just like bragging rights, whether that's coaches or just regular day gamers. And of course, the other reason is to sell you more stuff. And what people are really good at doing, you in general see that in content marketing, people will not teach you stuff that works. People will not tell you on the video stuff that works. They will tell you stuff that will make you click subscribe, will make you join their mailing list, will make you buy their magical online course. They will teach you stuff that gets you to do all of those things, not the things that are getting you laid. And because for them, it's more important to sell you stuff, not to teach you how day game actually works. Because when you give out dry day game advice, and I'm known kind of, I'm a cliche dry day gamer. Like my videos are me in front of a camera, talking head, not a lot of kind of graphics, not a lot of editing. Terrible production quality. And I just go through step by step what you have to do.
Well, that's what all my business coaches over the last, you know, 10 years have told me. They're like, stop giving away all the really good information and strategy because no one's buying it. They all want quick, easy, painless, instant results, and they want to be bullshitted, right? And I'm here giving like solid, applicable, really actionable advice, and no one's like, oh yeah, that seems a little bit hard. I'm just gonna buy this guy's magic.
Yeah, I'm just gonna buy this online course. I'm just gonna go on this boot camp with like seven other guys, and we're each gonna pay $5K or you know how this works. You know the industry, totally. And so that's the second reason. And the third is simply doing random TikToks and influencer stuff, because you actually see TikTokers and YouTubers, kind of influencers, with millions of subscribers, go on, approach girls on the street, in parks, in very different situations. They will even show the girl that they're recording. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. They have to show their recording, by the way, if they are smart and they don't want to get canceled. They do have to, the girl has to know it's being recorded. There are rules around that, but YouTube isn't doing anything about that, but it's actually illegal in Europe, as far as I know. So, so you will see a lot of guys like that. They will be talking to girls. They will be getting numbers, but the thing that guys don't understand is that those numbers are flaking. And basically, whatever resonates with sad guys sitting in their apartments believing that women are taking over the world, feminists are evil, and or whatever, there's a lot of guys like that online. Whatever resonates with those guys, there's going to be a lot of content about that. For example, there's I've seen these videos on YouTube where there are guys saying, oh, you have to stop simping over girls, and how this guy rejected this girl who wanted him. And well, this random dude who isn't getting laid is talking about rejecting girls because she's dressed too slutty. And there is a lot of hatred towards women. So there's a lot of content for these types of people as well. And but of course, the reality is that these guys who are rejecting girls and not simping, they are not sleeping with a lot of girls or any girls at all. And they're definitely not being in quality relationships if that's what they're looking for. They simply couldn't fix their dating life and started hating women. And you know. And of course, there's a lot of videos about guys saying that for and this is mostly Reddit. Like I kind of went on a spiral mm-hmm. one day just to kind of explore. And there's guys complaining that, oh, these girls, like they're really the princessy looking girls who are like dressing so sexy. Like they can't get a quality man because a quality man won't be with a girl like that. He cares more about. Well, if you've been in the dating world long enough, and you've been doing good, you start to learn that those girls are getting the best men because a lot of those women aren't just beautiful, but a lot of them are smart. There's someone looking very good and beautiful and dressing sexy isn't a reason to dismiss them. And that's kind of, basically there's a lot of, that's kind of the fourth part of content is just content against women, and a lot of people like watching that because, well, it makes them.
They feel empathized with, they feel heard, they feel understood.
Yeah, you know, oh yeah, I struggle with dating. Turns out it's the women are, but the women are.
Everyone's a problem except for me. Right?
Yeah, and there's a lot of. Of course, I wouldn't say it's like the biggest part of content, but there's a lot of stuff like that, and that gets a lot of views. Right. But okay, there's also a lot of day game content where actually guys are talking about day game and teaching day game, whether that's through showing their recordings and maybe explaining what they're doing, or there are explaining day game on videos or giving, you know, step-by-step stuff like I do. So there's a lot of that stuff. Let's say, I don't think your average viewer is watching TikTok influencers approaching girls or hating women. I think there's a very small percentage of your audience and my audience. I don't think people like that are kind of following us. They're watching other stuff. And
dude, I grew my TikTok to 20,000 followers a couple of years ago and didn't get a single client, not even a single phone call from that. 20,000. I had millions
of views. I saw
the type
of content you were putting out. I checked
millions of views, not a single inbound lead. I was like, fuck TikTok. What a joke.
Fuck TikTok. So
now I'm throttled. I post there all the time and my videos only get 200 views. All of them get 200 views each. And if they even showed it to my followers, I'd get more than 200 views. Anyways, sorry.
It's like my YouTube channel, you know? guys who are learning day game who are not doing these dumb things, they are watching content there and they're trying to find content that's actually legit because there's a lot of content out there. And a beginner, if you don't know what works and what not, it's easy to be talked into a lot of dumb stuff. It's easy to be
it's so easy to go on YouTube or any of these social media platforms, and they're going to show you the stuff that's already popular, right? And pretty soon you're like 45 minutes deep into like a red pill nonsensical video about fucking blah, blah, blah. And it's like, why am I even watching this?
You know, natural lifestyles videos. Can I talk shit about someone public? Is it illegal?
I mean, I've had all those guys on the podcast. They've come on all my party trips. So that would be some juicy content, but go for it.
They know the party stuff.
Right.
I just don't agree with how they coach day game. I think
that'd be really interesting to hear about that too. I got them into the party scene back in 2017. I helped them host a boot camp in New York for their really advanced guys. And we did all social circle. And then I invited them on the first sort of Playboy yacht trip I did in 2019. And then, you know, I've got tons of content talking about this whole thing. And then later on when I quit and got kind of out of the game, got married, that sort of thing, they started Tilted. But before that, they were really only doing day game. right? That was like their whole thing. They weren't into night game at all. It was just day game. So now I think with their elite guys, they do more social circle stuff. But I'm pretty sure from, you know, what I spoke to them recently about, most of their boot camps are all very day game focused.
I know they are. Yeah. I've met them on the streets. I've heard what they're teaching, and I've coached a bunch of guys who have done their boot camps.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like, because half of my clients have had coaching before from like the biggest, like, basically all the biggest names in the industry. Like, I'm nothing. Like, they know their party stuff. I just don't agree with kind of the next topic we're going to talk about is natural game versus structured game. When do you use which type of game? And I think they're teaching it in the wrong part of a day game journey, and we're going to get there. But before we go there, let's talk about guys are watching content and they want to understand, okay, so what's good content? What's bad content? Who do I work with? Or like they're thinking about hiring someone, like how do I figure out who do I trust? There's a very simple three-step formula you can use. And it doesn't matter how good their content is. It doesn't matter how it makes sense. It doesn't matter that it makes sense and it like it just clicks with you and it's, yes, this is what I've been looking for. So the first step is you try their free content. Whatever they're teaching, maybe they have like their kind of signature video series or like a free PDF or whatever. Like get that. Get whatever you can do for free and implement that stuff in your day game. Go out and try it. Do, let's say, 50 approach 50 women trying this stuff. At least 50, a minimum of 50, I'd say. If you're going out a lot, then maybe that's not that much for you. But if you're day gaming on and off, then maybe 50 is a lot. So do that.
Well, you need to get an accurate sample size, you know? A minimum of 50 approaches is probably what you need to really get some decent data.
Yeah, like a minimum. That's a minimum. 100 is better, but, you know, start with 50 and then that's kind of fine.
And if a guy has crippling approach anxiety, there's no way he's even going to do that.
He can watch the video and see if that actually helped him overcome the A. He can do that.
Okay.
And when he does that, then that's a whole different conversation. AA is a very big topic. We can talk about that another time. I've worked with guys with incredibly crazy, crazy levels of AA. And they're very hard to work with, but I've seen not everyone can succeed, but there are guys who can. Anyway, so you've taken the free stuff, the free video series, the free whatever PDF, you tried that and you see if that works. If it doesn't work, either that coach is not for you, just because you don't click with his material, or his material is crap, or you were really bad at implementing it. We will not find out, but it didn't work out for you. Move to another guy. Just do the same thing with, try someone else. Next, don't just straight go for the coaching. Don't spend however many thousand it costs to hire the guy. Don't do that. Because maybe their content is good, but the way they coach is just as good as their content. You know, there wasn't any added value. You didn't learn anything new. So most guys who coach, they have something cheap. Maybe they do coaching calls. Maybe they have an online course for beginners or something like that. So do something like that. Get a coaching call with them where you are working with, let's say, recorded sets where the guy listens to your sets and then tells you what to do, exactly what mistakes you're making, exactly how to fix them. You go out, you implement that, you do your 50 sets, and you see whether the cheap stuff was way better than their free stuff. And if their free stuff helped you and then their cheap stuff helped you, you can hire them. Like, that's it.
Yeah, that's smart. I mean, that's what I did with my first coach. It was Lance Mason with Pickup 101 back in 2006, 2005. I got his funny banter CD deck. You know, it was like $56, $57 or whatever. I listened to it. I applied some of it, you know, in the bars. And I was like, this works. And then I got on their $47 a month little, forum membership thing, stayed on there for a few months, and I took a boot camp. And
exactly. You know, yeah. And because we are in this kind of industry,
after looking at all the mystery method stuff and all the hardcore PUA stuff, which was most of the stuff at that time. Right. And I found Pickup 101, which is way more natural, which is more like a flirty bantery style, which fit my personality. So case in point.
Yeah. So where was I? Oh, yeah. And the reason why this is so important, because day game is like sales. If you're good at day game, you're probably good at sales. And if you're good at sales, you're going to be good at day game. Sales guys do really good in day game. So there's a lot of guys who can sell their stuff. But I don't suggest jumping the gun and just like buying it. Do your research, do your homework, because as I said before, around half or maybe even more, let's say 50% of the guys I coach have had coaching before. They have had coaching from the biggest names in the industry, maybe from several of those guys. And then there I am still coaching them. And that's just because they bought whoever they found, they liked the infills, they liked what they saw, and they bought it. So don't be the guy kind of wasting, you know, 5K on and then kind of, oh shit, now I gotta figure out how do I actually learn day game after doing that, and you're going to be spending more money. And that's, you know, anyways, that's the first topic. Next, and this is going to be a shorter one, natural game and structured game. I teach structured game, but I like both approaches, and we're going to talk about when in your day game journey you should be using which approach. We're going to be talking about why natural game is so appealing, why people like natural game. Maybe let's start with that. If you tell guys, listen, if you want to get really, really good at day game, you have to learn a really good day game stop without a stop. I mean, that's true. If you can't stop a girl properly, you will not succeed. If your opener is bad, if you're maybe stacking is a thing we use to get topics to talk about without asking boring questions. Hey, how are you? Where are you going? What do you do? Where are you from? Girl doesn't care. So there's a technique called stacking. And if you tell guys you need to learn a good opener, then like a good stop, a good opener, then you need to learn a few really good stacks that you're going to be using over and over again. And then you're going to kind of learn some structures, some kind of frameworks for storytelling where you can build interesting stories to make them more attracted to you. And if you tell this stuff to guys, and then the other option is, well, just be yourself in sets. Like, you're a cool guy. Build your volume. Girls will come. Be a natural. Just be yourself. Yeah. So what is going to be more appealing to guys? What is going to feel?
The latter, of course.
Of course. That's going to, it's going to, I'm a normal, I'm going to do that. I'm not going to be some freak, like running, like.
I don't
like
want to memorize routines or lines. That's creepy. Yeah. That's
weird. And by the way, just so we're clear, I am not teaching guys to, I'm not telling you, like, listen, this is the line you have to use, and now go tell that line to girls, and they're like, they're gonna like use this story, use that. Like, no. Yes, when I coach, we have structures, but those structures are, it's a framework, but it's a plug and play thing where, hey, here's a framework. Let's use this framework to build stories about your life that you can use. Let's use opener, let's create openers that will work with your personality. Let's have stacks that work for you. Not, you don't have to run around and tell to every girl, like, oh, hey, you look cute, like, you look French. That's what everyone's doing, like, from London day game model. Like, most guys who do London day game model, beginners, they're running around and just stacking, oh, you look French, you look Swedish. And that's what they're doing. That's not what I'm talking about. So
I'd be curious. That's what I mean. Do you think it'd be valuable for me to, because I'm totally in agreement with everything you're saying, and that's essentially the model that I've been teaching, which is, first, learn to stop. I teach the guys a framework for coming up with their own openers. And then there's a few stock ones that work in any situation. Like, hey, not to be that creepy guy that hits on you in the Starbucks, but I got to be that guy, right? And then I promise I'm only one third creepy, like after they laugh, right? Like, that's kind of my main go-to. I love to, you know, use that one because I've had so much success with it. And any guy can say that and no girl's going to be like, that's a line, right? But then I teach another thing, which I call the play-by-play, which is a simple way to basically like tell her exactly what you're doing, but in a way that kind of frames it in like a funny way, right? And be like, so I saw you across the street. I was considering running across the street. I noticed a huge truck was coming by, but I knew if I beat that truck the other side, I wouldn't die. So this is me coming to meet you. I almost got killed by that truck. I deserve a medal where I come from.
Nothing wrong with an opener. I think, especially if you are someone who is naturally good with people, you take the same line and you give it to an introverted guy who is not good with people and has a lot of like a strong approach anxiety, and it's going to be a disaster.
Oh, he's going to be, I teach that as a more advanced. Creepy. For sure. I teach that play-by-play is a very advanced sort of thing. Once you graduate past the bullshit kind of training wheels, then you can use that. But okay, cool.
And that's a nice offer. You can definitely, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I joked that I could probably open with something cheesy like, hey girl. and once you really, there comes a level where just vibe takes over and the technique kind of goes away and she knows what's up when you open. And she knows that, like, I've asked girls after the same day is when you meet a girl and then you take her to a bar and then home and then sleep with her from day game on the same day without interruptions. And I've asked them, hey, when did you decide you're going to sleep with me? I have had girls who said, when you said hi, I saw your eyes and I knew this is the guy. Like, this is the guy I'm going to have fun with. So, but yeah, with a complete beginner, that will not work. Oh yeah, so an advanced guy can use very different types of openers and be very creative and it's gonna work. But when a beginner tries that, it's just not gonna work. And this is kind of we're gonna come back to this topic a little bit later. So let's kind of in start with the conversation, not natural game and structured game, but we're gonna start with natural game versus structured game. Because I've met many guys and because I travel, I'm a day gamer. I have a small following, but I get recognized in almost every city I go to. Like in Buenos Aires, we were sitting with buddies in a bar and some guy walked up with a video of mine. It's like, and I'm sitting there with my girlfriend. It's like, hey, is that you?
Right.
And so I meet a lot of day gamers and they all have their beliefs. They all have their favorite YouTube channels. They all have their favorite books and approaches to day game. And they really believe that that's the way to go. And they are right. I look at only one thing. I look at how they're doing in day game. Like that's all I care about. I don't care about anything else. And the really harsh reality is almost all of the day gamers who are doing good, who I've met in my life, became good because of structured game. That's it. I've met very, very few guys who used natural approach to day game and got good. And here is the exception when that happened. Just as we talked before, a guy who is in general really good with people, social guy, he's into sales or something like that, and no AA, and maybe he partied, maybe he has a bunch of plays from online or social circle, and then he starts day gaming, and then that guy, I know this dude, he's like, he's pretty short, but he had like this long hair, and he was like pretty broad shoulders, like, you know, that hip surfer boy, and he's a nomad, all into tattoos, and super positive dude, one of the most positive dudes I know. That dude, you give him any approach to day game, he's gonna be doing good. That's the same kind of argument that people have about diets. Like, if you are eating junk food all day, whatever diet you try is gonna work. For some guys, whatever they're trying, it's just gonna work. But when you're talking about an average guy, unfortunately, based on the results I've seen, based on the guys I've met, structured game works better for learning day game, period.
Yeah.
But we come to like a weird point. You learn structured game, you learn a good stop or a few good stops, you learn a few good openers, not copy-paste stuff you figured out that would work for you, some good ways to get topics and interesting stories and you do that and then at the end of the day, you're going to be saying the same stuff to every girl, using the same stories all the time. And it's all going to be completely copy paste. And is that who you want to be long term? And I don't want to be like that long term, but that's where we come to natural game. The better you get at day game, the more you can start dropping off the training wheels and freestyling more and just go and just let it out, whatever comes out. And that's how you're going to come up with amazing new stories. When you let go of the old stories, that's how you learn new stories. And this is actually when at the end we're going to be talking about the four phases day gamers go through. This is one of the phases. The guys who are doing pretty good at day game. Let's say guys who are like 8, maybe 10 day game plays, maybe even more. But they're good in the situations that they're good at. The one situation, like a street, single girl, place to stop, they're really good at that.
Right.
But as soon as it's in a bar, in a store, it's a two set, it's a girl who's a really nice girl, it's a girl with who doesn't speak perfect English or whatever language the guy's day gaming in. These guys are really struggling with it. They're amazing one-trick ponies. That's their biggest kind of problem. And this is where you start playing. You start putting yourself in different situations. You're starting to think outside of the box, outside of the structure. Because when guys are learning day game and they're just being going in a set and just being themselves, the problem is they don't yet know what girls like. They haven't learned what type of stories girls react good to, what type of attitude is a good one to have in a conversation, what is a bad one. If they start learning day game with a structured approach, they put in the reps, they just simply learn what works. They get many reference experiences. They see, oh, I did this and I had a bad response, but I did these things which were a bit more kind of within the framework of structured day game. And oh my God, it works. So they learn what works from experience. And then once they have, let's say, maybe 15 day game legs, I know this is a lot for some guys, but once they are at that level, they can slowly start dropping those training wheels. They can think outside of the box. They can start experimenting. And then the goal at the end is to become a natural. Natural game is an incredible idea. I love the idea. But unfortunately, you don't get to natural game by learning natural game. You start with structured and then you transition into natural. And this is how natural game and structured day game actually works hand in hand. People start with one and then transition to the other. They're actually, it's 1 + 1 = 3 or even more. It's not one or the other, it's both. And again, we have this big fight in the online communities between like structure game and natural, and then, you know.
So in your, I haven't really seen what the natural lifestyle guys coaching. I know they, you're saying their sort of style is more natural than a structured style.
Yes, but actually I've heard them teach bootcamps and I've heard them explain some structure, actually a little bit of structure in the bootcamps. Like okay. So they're not as natural as
the name
as
would
seems. As the name would suggest, they're not as natural, yeah.
One time I went out with their really advanced guys. They asked me to fill in for them when they were in New York City and we were doing that other sort of social circle, advanced partying stuff. And I was listening to what they were doing, and it was pretty similar to kind of what, like, you know, the students that I have coached were doing. But I think those guys were already pretty decent day gamers. I haven't seen when they coach like total newbies. But it sounds like you and I have a similar sort of coaching style, because I'm like, if you can't stop a girl, there's no point in even doing anything else. Then it's like, you need to have an opener that works for you that you can kind of go to anytime, and you need a structure for coming up with new stuff. And then you need to stack a few things to get in the conversation. Cause if you immediately go into Walter Cronkite, you know, sort of boring question mode, that doesn't work either. Yeah. Right. So yeah. So, okay. Got it.
There's, I think, a lot, we're on the same stuff page that I like from what I haven't watched a lot of their content because, well, for obvious reasons, mm-hmm. I don't watch dating content in general. I don't do it. I've learned what I needed to learn and I'm not really interested in kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a point of diminishing returns, you know? So I like some concepts, but they're going to work for a very small percentage of people from the get-go. You already have to be very social and pretty okay. But if you need a bit more structure, if you are a bit more introverted, if you have a little bit more AA and you haven't historically been doing incredible with girls, at least in your age, maybe you did when you're 20, but then you're 40 and you're doing terrible and now you want to start day gaming, well, you're going to need a little bit more structure than just, you know. So mm-hmm. so that's kind of the problem. And of course, with all these companies, it really depends on who you are getting coached by. And by the way, one thing I know about one big company, which I'm not going to name, or this is, I don't want to just, this would be too dirty, but I literally know that when they film their boot camps, they figure out who's going to be fine with being on camera And the best coaches are going to be coaching the guy who's fine with being a camera because they need to show that that guy is getting results.
Right.
And I think that is very dirty. That's, I think that is legit unethical. So that's why I'm kind of always telling guys, be super careful. Do those three steps. Check their free stuff. Mm-hmm. Get something cheap. Preferably, if they have multiple coaches, get a coaching call. Just so you see that, okay, that you're going to be working with this guy who you had a coaching call with. Not you have a coaching call from like the best guy and then some random dude is coaching you. Don't let them hand you off to someone else. You're legally protected. They can't do that. Actually, make sure they can't do that. So just so you get what you pay for. You know, if you don't, then ask for a refund. If all of a sudden they say, oh, you're gonna get coached by someone else, and you're like, what?
Yeah,
I didn't pay for that. Okay. And now the third big topic I want to talk about infield recordings and like a big problem with infield recordings. There are a few reasons why guys watch infield recordings. Mainly the two biggest ones is credibility, to understand whether the guy they like, whether that guy is credible, whether he's actually good at day game. And that's actually kind of like a funny thing. You're going to see why in a minute. And the second reason is to learn day game. So let's break down these two reasons to watch day game infield recordings on YouTube. And let's start with credibility. You see number clauses, you see these kiss clauses or whatever, but the thing you don't see is that a lot of them are super flaky. And the quality of the sets that you see in a lot of infields is just, all you need to get a number clause, you have to become pretty decent at teasing. And an average day game student knows enough teasing after 1.5, 2 days of coaching. Like the sets an average day game student will be running after 2 days of coaching will be the quality of sets that you will find on YouTube. And the guys who are just watching, they don't know that. So I have a very simple question. Let's say someone is a beginner or intermediate day gamer, and they want to understand whether this guy is a credible, good day gamer, the guy whose content they're watching. So when they watch these guys' infields, so how does a beginner or an intermediate day gamer know that the infield they watched is a good infield? They don't. Because they don't know how a good set looks like. An advanced day gamer can look at a day game infield, even when that infield is a very different type of infield, different approach to game and different models, different whatever. And he will be able to more or less understand if that's a very good set or a shitty set. And if it's a guy who learns structured game and he's watching an infield from a structured day gamer, he will understand that it's a good, really good set. And with watching different models, you have to kind of, you have to be exposed to very different types of day game to judge different types of sets. But the problem with credibility coming from infield recordings is that the guys who are looking for credibility aren't able to judge that credibility, aren't able to judge the set and understand whether that's a good or a bad set. Actually, the typical infills, you see these high energy day game sets where you see that the girl really likes the guy and she's responding so well, she's giggling and she gives the guy the number and all of those things. Almost all of those sets flake because it was too high energy. Good day game sets are boring. There's nothing exciting about a good day game set. And that this kind of brings us to the second reason why guys are watching infields, to learn day game. But
one thing I agree, yeah, just to interject, I agree that, yeah, they can't successfully judge whether it's good or bad. And it's a lot of bias there. The only value I ever got in watching infield videos was mostly from YouTubers who had funny shit to say that I could then be like, oh, okay, I'm gonna, you know, use that in field. Like I watched Vitaly, right? Like King Vitaly. He's a, you know, YouTube prankster, and he had this hilarious video where he asked a girl, he'd like go up and he'd go, three questions. Are you single? What was it? Do you first, do you find me attractive? right? Second, are you single? Third, what's your excuse for not making out with me right now? And then he'd just go in and make out with these girls, right? So it's like, who knows if they were staged or not, but I'm sure some of them are real. He's a pretty charismatic, funny guy, right? And I'm like, fuck, I could do that. I actually did that to pull a threesome. I went up to a girl with my girlfriend, and I was like, three questions. One, do you find us both independently attractive? She's like, yes. I'm like, are you single? Yes. What's your excuse for not making out with us right now? And then I just put the girls' heads together and they kiss, and then we kiss and we have threesome, right? So I'm like, that's valuable. I feel like finding funny content and then making it your own and using it can be valuable, but that's not really what you're talking about, I think.
Yes, no, that is actually, we're going to get back to what mm-hmm. you just told, which is a great use for infields, but it's not for beginners.
Right.
Okay. A beginner is making mistakes in the basics, in the fundamentals. They're messing up the open and the teasing and story. They're just all over the place. And their day game is what they need is to build some fundamentals. Like run like a super basic set. Just, you know, like learn to drive a car straight. Like learn to get your job in a car. You can learn all the fancy stuff later. Like learn the basics. Learn not to burn those sets. Learn mm-hmm. to not be a moron when you go in. And learn to just, you're not going to be great at day game, but you know, like you don't clean up girls, you're going to be getting laid.
And I think that we should, I think we should, maybe not right now, but at some point set expectations for what different guys can maybe expect as they're getting into day game.
It's a very good topic. If you're willing to talk about the topic, because a lot of people are not willing to talk about the topic. They don't like those real numbers when I give it.
Oh no, let's talk about that. Yeah.
Let's yeah. Anyways, another time we can go mm-hmm. into, yeah, just, yeah, let's, mm-hmm. let's put that in the plans. Okay. So when a beginner who doesn't know the fundamentals, he watches these infields. He watches what was the guy,
Vitaly.tv.
Yeah, he sees mm-hmm. that, and then he thinks, "Oh, that's what I need to get laid," or and then he goes and tries to implement maybe not that, but something similar in his sets.
Or he wouldn't have the balls to do that if he's a beginner.
Maybe he tries. He sees some other stuff in an infield. You know, like a Maradona move where you shake a girl's hand, but then you don't really let it go until she kind of pulls her hand away. It's an advanced. I don't see a point of that move, but a lot of guys love that move. It's a legit move. It's a working move. I don't do it. It's Tom Pereira's move. I don't understand why would you do that, but you know, and a beginner takes that and thinks that that's what I need to do to get good at day game. No, their fundamentals are fundamentally wrong. There's a mess in fundamentals that they need to fix. And then when they fix their fundamentals, they're going to be getting laid. And when I started day gaming, I loved infields because they were motivational for me. I had very, very, very strong AA. It took me 2 weeks of going out almost every day for more or less 2 hours to do my first ever day game set. So when someone I'm coaching says they have AA, I had a worse AA. So
I think I might have had it worse than you. I took a boot camp. I took a boot camp because I had crippling AA, and I could do it at the boot camp when the guys were pushing me. And then I went back home to San Diego and I couldn't do it. I had to take two more boot camps before I could actually like do it. So, you know, my AA cost me about $7,500, I think, something like that. But
that's actually a legit problem. That's kind of different. When I work with someone who was very strong AA, I like to know that that's their thing. And there are things we do differently.
Yeah.
Just to kind of make that likelihood of them being able to continue when they're back home much, much higher.
That's why I don't do the bootcamp model either, because I'm like, fuck, no one should have to spend that much money to get over this basic thing, which was the only option for me at the time. You know, now I teach my guys how they can get over AA before they ever meet me in person, but I digress.
And that's a good idea. AA, I think AA for a lot of guys, for some guys, they need coaching for that, and others don't. Others just need some accountability and things mm-hmm. like that. But for some, you know, and of course, I think it's not a big percentage of guys who get coaching because of AA. I think they just want to learn really, really fast. And that's kind of they like, okay, teach me everything in a week and then let's go. Like, I don't have 3 months to learn day game.
Right.
And as long as they understand that they have to do some day game before to get that out of coaching, I think that's fine. So anyways, and back to the infields. So in the beginning, I was just watching them because they were inspirational. I don't think I was learning much from them. But then after more or less, I got to 50 lays. Oh my God. Infields were like, I learned from infields. When I had watched all the theory that I needed and I had implemented it as good as I could, that's when I watched some high quality infields that, by the way, good infields are not available for free on YouTube. Like, forget it. People who can do good infields will sell those infields as infield products, and you're going to be paying a few $100 to see those infields. So I watched Tom Torero's Stealth Seduction, incredible infield product, not available anymore after his passing and cancellation. But
he died, or he was just canceled?
No, he was canceled and then he committed suicide a little bit later. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It shook the whole day game community. But it made some guys think about, it made a lot of guys think about kind of these traditional day game beliefs that, oh, you can never have a relationship if you're a day gamer and the relationships don't work. And then a lot of people started questioning because he wasn't the first guy, and there have been cases before, and there have been cases guys completely switching to the other extreme and becoming very religious
right?
Yeah, Roosh. Mm-hmm. And then in his forum, you couldn't post anything about dating anymore. And you have guys that have become kind of, you know, like pretty much Nazis, like in their blogs, and then some of the biggest names in the industry. So, and after that, a lot of kind of people in the sphere started kind of looking at all these like old school day gamers. They were incredible day gamers, but they were kind of like, okay, these guys were incredible day gamers, but some things aren't working that well for their life, you know. Maybe right. That's not where I want to go. Anyways, so and the way I had learned all the fundamentals, and I couldn't understand how do I learn more. And what I did is I started watching really good infields, and I noticed in infields things that no one had explained in theory videos. I noticed extremely small things that they were doing in sets, and that again took my game to the next level. So that's where I think infields are an incredible thing. If you are an intermediate day gamer with maybe like 8+ lays, then that's where you should start watching infields. And now the last thing I want to talk about, finally, let's talk about the webinar that we're doing and the four phases of day game journey, because there are several phases day gamers go through. And this is sort of when you're looking at technical advice, step-by-step stuff, what do I do here? What do I do there? How do I get to the next level? If you go to the gym and you ask the ripped guy, what's your workout plan? His workout plan is not going to work for me. I'm not, you know, yet there. And I, you know, I need something different. I'm a beginner. But guys are looking for challenging, like learn to improve your challenging or qualification or learn same delays and whatnot. Well, maybe if you are a complete beginner and you're struggling with basic openers, maybe that's not what you should be focusing on. You have to look at what are like 80-20 of day game. You have to look at what few small things I can learn in where I am in my day game journey right now will get me the biggest results. And those things are completely different depending on where you are in your day game journey. And I've divided this in four phases. I have a micro, like a very small online course about that, but it's the same stuff we're going to be talking about on the webinar. So and let's go over those four phases. Phase number one is, well, you have to overcome approach anxiety and put in enough volume. Going to a gym once a week won't work, and day gaming once a week won't work either. So that's number one. And for a lot of guys, this is very big, because AA is a big problem for a lot of guys. It was for me. And I thought, oh, once I overcome AA, once I can talk to girls, it's going to happen. It's going to be amazing. But, well, unfortunately, AA is just the first phase. And once you overcome that, then you can move to the next phase. But how do you know when to move from one phase to the next phase? Because someone might be listening to us and thinking, well, I've been day gaming for like 3 years. I'm respected in these and these online Codegan communities. I'm an intermediate day gamer. I'm in phase three. Well, the only way, and this is important, the only way you understand in which phase you are is based on your results. It doesn't matter how credible you are, how, like, whatever. It's all about your results. And I think you have to stay in phase one and focus on your AA. If you can do 25 sets in a week, a few weeks in a row, that's the only thing you should be focusing on. You shouldn't be focusing on like how to pull her fast, you know, how to have set up a day game threesome. But once you do that, you move to phase two, and that's where you're putting enough in volume. Now you have to learn day game fundamentals. You have to do all those basic stuff, like build a good fundament, so you can then add all the advanced stuff. And you stay in this phase, and there are several things you have to focus on here. We're going to be talking about that on the webinar. Here you stay until you have 8 day game plays. Why 8? Because, well, you got to 5 that kind of, you know, makes sense. Like, you have decent day game, but then maybe you're a good-looking guy who just got lucky, so we add a few more just in case. And I think 8 is a good number. If you can get to 8 day game plays, it means that most likely you are pretty decent at day game fundamentals. Once you're here, you'll start getting laid consistently. And this is actually a very easy phase because all you have to do is fix the big basic mistakes you're making. And then once you're there, you get to the third phase. And it's very important. What got you through the second phase, if you keep doing that, you're going to stay at the same level to get to graduate from the third phase, from the phase of mastering day game. You have to learn completely different things because you're basically a one-trick pony. You have the fundamentals. You're probably good at one or two things, and that's it. And if you want to get to the next level, well, that's where you start learning completely different things. And you graduate from the third phase when you have, I would say, 30 day game lays. You definitely have some same delays. And, you know, if you have some day game threesomes, then, you know, props to you. Like, that's really good. This is the paradise. The phase three is kind of day game paradise. You are just getting laid left and right. The girls that, you know, everyone's in some community and girls are complaining, oh, I met this good girl and she never does this. Well, when you are at this level, you're going to be posting lay reports in that community about a good girl who's never slept with anyone before the fifth date. You had the same delay with her, and then like a month later, you had a threesome with her. That's kind of the level. Of course, that doesn't mean you're going to be sleeping with all the girls you're open. You're still going to be sleeping with the expectations part, 1 out of 30 girls you approach, if you're really, really good. But that's kind of the third phase, and you have to go. And each of these phases require you to focus on completely different things. And the fourth phase is, if guys want to find a girlfriend, then, well, we're going to be talking about the phase, how to find a girlfriend from day game. That's it. I covered all the notes that I've prepared. Oh my God. Unbelievable.
Well, I'm excited to do the webinar and get into that. I was trying to see where I fell into those stages.
You're married.
I don't know how many lays I had. I would guess around 30.
Yeah, but you have a lot of lays from other sources. So
no, sorry. Day game. I'm only talking about day game. I probably had around 30. Had probably 3 or 4 same day immediate ones. Never did a day game threesome. So that one had a gazillion other threesomes. But what happened with me specifically, and maybe we'll get into this on the webinar, was I found that eventually the quality of girl that I could get from day game wasn't nearly as high as the quality of girl I could get through the social circle strategies that I learned. That I was just like, I feel like me going up to this girl and the act of doing day game was so much of a status lowering situation that the hottest, the 9s and the 10s, would just kind of be like, eh, that's cute, you're fun, you're cool. But the fact that you're doing this means you're probably not a guy that I would date. And then I tried to come up with a way to kind of beat that by not asking them out and funneling them into like parties and social events. And that kind of worked. And I tried this both in LA, New York, and Ukraine. But then I just, you know, I started doing the trips, and it was just like day game became useless and up and just no point in even wasting my time because I had so many leads. However, when I did get, I had a bad like breakup and I was feeling down, and just like what I always did to get my inner game back on track was I'd go out and I'd do day game, because that would really just kind of, it's like the most pure form of social interactions. See a stranger you're attracted to, cute girl on the street, you go talk to her, right? As you mentioned earlier. So that'll be fun to kind of dive into those topics and discuss.
One last thing, because I like what you just said. I really like, this is what I'm going to finish on. Day game isn't the best way to get laid for everyone.
Sure.
There are guys who look at it, this didn't work with that type of girl, or day game definitely isn't the end all be all. I think part of becoming really good is kind of figuring out what works for you and what's your best environment. But if you look at what's the best way to learn to communicate with women and to improve your dating skills wherever you're going to use them later, I don't know a better option than day game, because you put in the volume, you have unlimited girls to approach and just polish everything and get those reference experiences, get those numbers and dates and lays and all these adventures and regulars and have your fun. And then if you later decide that there's something else you like, maybe the social circle, parties or conferences, or some guys discover like the world of BDSM and they go there and they, so that's where dating comes in. And
I agree. That was my journey. Yeah. And that's what I tell the guys I work with. I say, day game is like the deadlifting of exercise, right? It's like, if you can do this, this thing and you can do it well, you're going to succeed no matter what. And it's going to fix your inner game issues almost always. So, that's why I'm such a big proponent of it, obviously. So dude, I'm super excited for the webinar we're going to do. If anyone listened to this and they want to find you, where can they go and hear more of your stuff?
They can just sign up for the webinar. Like, the link is probably going to be in the description. They can just do that. And the webinar, we're going to host, we're going to make it so that even the guys who, for whatever reason, don't make it to the webinar, I'm going to upload the recording on my platform, because I have a platform for my online courses and everything. And that video is going to be available there for free for a while. So even if you sign up and don't make it to the webinar, you're going to have the recording. You can go back to it. And when you sign up for it, I'm going to also send you the best kind of stuff to watch, like some videos, etc., after the webinar, not before. So I think that's just the best thing to do. Just go in the description, click the link, enter your email there. You're going to get all the details in the email, and that's it.
Cool. Yeah, we should definitely discuss the expectations, what guys can realistically expect to achieve on the day game journey.
Different types of guys, different ages, different countries.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. It'll be fun.
Yeah, we can do that in like a month or so. Yeah. It's a good topic.
Cool, man. Well, thanks so much for coming on, as always, and sharing your wisdom. And
thank you.
Looking forward to our next chat. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you're new to the show and digging our content, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, wherever you listen or watch. But if you're not really digging it, go ahead, just don't leave us any review at all. That'd be great. If you're feeling a little bit stuck, or you just want to optimize and step up your game, we've opened up a few spots in our Inner Confidence community. We're accepting applications if you want to join our select group of men and experience the radical power of accountability, cross everything off your sexual bucket list, and just become a beast who gets more stuff done. To learn more and apply, go to start.innerconfidence.com.